This is the evening edition from Starcom Network News. In the headlines,
promoters pleased with the huge response so far from patrons for the upcoming independence events.
Government to roll out a community parenting program at the end of this month.
AgroFest to be held in February next year.
Suriname declares 2 days of national mourning after a deadly mine collapse.
The New York governor says the U.S.-Canada border deadly blast was not a terrorist attack.
And Qatar says 13 hostages to be released from Gaza tomorrow. Good evening, I'm Larry Mears.
And I am Tony Shirokyo. The details to the news just ahead.
Promoters report a significant increase in patrons purchasing tickets for upcoming independence events. President of the Entertainment Association of Barbados, Rudy Maloney, says he expects good response to the events planned.
For the month of November, there's a lot of activity, and I think it's doing very good for the country. A lot of visitors have a lot to do, a lot of events to attend. The events are really well presented. Imagine Weekend is starting on Friday this weekend, so it's going to be 6 major fantastic events, I must say. There's a lot of people calling to get information. There are people who are buying combos. They're choosing their events. Some people are trying to go to all. You know, so it's really good, fantastic weekend in the making. I think that's very good for the economy.
President of the Entertainment Association, Rudy Maloney. Meantime, a director of Imagine Weekend, Justin Justje King, says he expects more people to attend this year's event compared to last year. Mr. King also noted the international response has been overwhelming so far.
The response has been honestly amazing. It's our second year, and sales are already looking better this year than even last year, which shows growth, you know, and interest from the masses. We've added 2 brand new events to the weekend, bringing a total of 6 events, and basically all of them are looking really good. Setup is underway and it's going smoothly, and honestly the response has been amazing from Barbados and beyond. You know, we've got a lot of people flying in for the weekend now. It's generating international interest. You know, obviously last year we had Rihanna and ASAP making an appearance, and you know, it was good. So we're looking forward to bigger and better things this year.
Director of Imagine Weekend, Justin Justje King.
A new parent education program will be rolled out at the end of this month as government continues to implement initiatives to address crime. This was revealed by a minister in the Office of the Attorney General with responsibility for crime prevention, Corey Lane. He was speaking on the sidelines of the launch of a peace program at the Frederick Smith Secondary School this morning.
One of the things that I want to have launched before the end of this month, though, is the National Community Parenting Program. We're working to roll that out with PARDOS and a number of other organizations. And just tomorrow, we're having a meeting with all the drug stakeholders in Barbados. And ladies and gentlemen, this still is just a sample of what the program is doing. And what the message I am sending to Barbadians is that we recognize that crime is a very complex phenomenon, and we are approaching it in a very comprehensive manner.
He also gave an update on the National Peace Program. Mr. Lane said he's pleased with the progress so far.
Where we're at right now is I am quite satisfied with each of the pillars. When we look at public education and behavioral change, we've been working through a number of sport initiatives. I know you've heard about the Guns Gone, Gloves On. We had a very successful tournament in the New Orleans. We just launched one in Bush Hall. We're going up to St. Lucie next. So we had Love and Unity. We're now having One Love, and then we can have Bring Back the Love. I had some discussions with the Minister of Sports also. So Barbados, I want to put you on notice for a big, big tournament, very big tournament, big national tournament, something like what we had in the past. That's all I will say on that right now.
That's Minister in the Attorney General's with responsibility for crime prevention, Corey Lane.
The 17th edition of AgroFest will take place from February 23rd to 25th next year. This was revealed during the launch of the annual agricultural exhibition at the Radisson Aquatica today. Speaking during the launch, the Chief Executive Officer of the Barbados Agricultural Society, James Ball, said that they're hoping to see a record number of patrons attending the event next year. And he also explained that this year's edition of the show was one of the best.
Tech entrepreneurs will have the opportunity to access international markets through a United Kingdom partnership program. The six-month program will consist of 20 cohorts selected from Barbados, Bahamas, Trinidad, and St. Kitts. Speaking during the program launch, co-host of the event and founder of 10 Habitat, Selwyn Cambridge, says the project will expand the market access to entrepreneurs.
There are a lot of founders doing amazing things in the tech space, but access has always been a part of the biggest challenge. And so when you have initiatives like these that help to create the access for them to, one, get into new markets, but also to connect with other players in other jurisdictions, that only leads down to their success to be able to build capacity and expand their reach. And so that for me excites me the most about this, because creating access for founders is one of the fundamental pillars to their success.
Founder of 10 Habitat, Selwyn Cambridge.
First Caribbean International has donated $80,000 to the Caribbean Catastrophe Risk Insurance Facility to assist their efforts in enhancing disaster preparedness in several Caribbean countries. $75,000 will go towards enhancing monitoring systems, while the remaining $5,000 will support the agency's children's publication on hazards, disasters, and climate change. The chief executive officer, Isaac Anthony, said the money will provide automated weapon systems to four Caribbean territories.
I am extremely pleased to be here to receive this donation from the First Caribbean International Comptroller's Foundation, which will support two important initiatives to enhance disaster preparedness within our region. The bulk of the grant will be used to help enhance rainfall monitoring systems in four Caribbean countries, which will in turn enhance these countries' early warning systems and the ability to better prepare for hurricanes and severe rainfall events throughout the year.
CIBC's Chief Executive Officer Mark St. Hill said that the donation is a timely one and is keeping with the bank's mandate to support communities that are vulnerable to natural disasters.
The government of Suriname has declared 2 days of national mourning today and tomorrow in connection with Monday's tragic mining disaster, which claimed the lives of a number of illegal gold miners. The Suriname Police Force announced in an update that the death toll has risen from 14 to 15. The incident took place around 3 p.m. on Monday when a mine shaft collapsed at an area where gold miners were operating illegally, burying an unknown number of people.
Qatar has announced key details of the planned pause in fighting and release of Israeli hostages held in Gaza by Hamas. An official says the temporary ceasefire will begin tomorrow Friday and that the first group of 13 hostages will be freed at 4 in the evening. The pause in fighting was initially due to start earlier, but an Israeli government source told the BBC that Hamas had made extra demands. Recapping the headlines, promoters pleased with the huge response so far from patrons for the upcoming independence events. Government to roll out a community parenting program at the end of this month. AgroFest to be held in February next year. Suriname declares 2 days of national mourning after a deadly mine collapse. And Qatar says 13 hostages to be released from Gaza tomorrow. The evening edition from Starcom Network News, Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Larry Mears.
And I am Tony Shirokyo. Good evening.